Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week, learn about a city in the South that helped give the world rock and roll and blues music. Come with us to Memphis, Tennessee.
A future president of the United States helped build Memphis. Andrew Jackson and two other men started the city as a settlement in 1819. They chose the place where the Wolf River flowed into the Mississippi River. Jackson named the community after the ancient Egyptian city of Memphis along the Nile. The Memphis of modern America is the biggest city in the state of Tennessee. More than 1 million people live in the Memphis area. 650,000 of them live in the city. Memphis is a center of business, industry, and transportation. Memphis grew when a railroad bridge was completed across the Mississippi River in 1892. The bridge increased trade between states in the East and the Southwest. By 1900, Memphis was the world's largest market for cotton and wood products.
In the southern part of the city is one of the most famous streets in America, Beale Street. W.C. Handy worked there as a musician in the early 1900s. The African-American composer is known as the father of the blues. In 1916, W.C. Handy wrote a song about the famous street. Here is Louis Armstrong singing Beale Street Blues.
You'll see pretty browns in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-mades and hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpocket skill. You'll find that business never closes till somebody gets killed. If Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds in war, except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner who sings the Beale Street Blues. He said, I'd rather be here than any place I know. Yes,
at music festivals or many other places in Memphis, you are almost sure to hear another song written by W.C. Handy. In fact, you have already heard it. The song is called Memphis Blues.
Than 60% of the people in the city of Memphis are black. Memphis is home to the National Civil Rights Museum. Visitors learn about the history of the American Civil Rights Movement. The museum is next to the place where Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered. on April 4, 1968, a white man named James Earl Ray shot the civil rights leader. Martin Luther King was in Memphis to support waste collection workers on strike against the city. Most of the workers were black. In 1991, voters in Memphis elected the first black mayor of the city. The National Civil Rights Museum opened that same year.
Also in 1991, the famed blues singer and guitarist B.B. King opened his own blues club on Beale Street. B.B. King is known for songs like this one, called Caledonia.
Hey, I'm walking with my woman. She got great big feet, lonely and angry. She had nothing to eat, but she's my woman. And I love her just the same. She's a fine-looking woman, and Caledonia is her name.
People who come to Tennessee can also see a huge bronze statue of B.B. King at the Tennessee Welcome Center. But blues music is not the only kind of music connected with Memphis. Many experts say rock and roll began there, and a man named Sam Phillips played a big part.
Sam Phillips was a white record producer in Memphis in the 1950s. He started the Memphis Recording Service and the Sun Record Company. He produced records by local black musicians. Sam Phillips also produced early recordings by Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and Roy Orbison. One day, an 18-year-old truck driver came to the studio to record a song to give to his mother. That young man was Elvis Presley. Sam Phillips produced Elvis Presley's first real record on July 5th, 1954. It was called That's All Right. It helped launch rock and roll into international popularity.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fool. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, anyway.
Today, people from around the United States and around the world visit Memphis. Tourism is a major industry. The most popular place to visit in Memphis is Graceland, the home of Elvis Presley. He lived there for 20 years until his death on August 16, 1977. The man known as the King of Rock and Roll is buried on the grounds of Graceland along with his parents. Memphis also celebrates Elvis Presley with an Elvis Week. Elvis Week 2005 is August 8th through the 16th. Events planned at Graceland and other places in the city include parties, dancing, and music. Other activities are the official Elvis Collectors Club Conference and the Elvis Presley International 5-kilometer Run and Fun Walk.
Something else to see in Memphis is the Memphis Rock and Soul Museum. Several years ago, the Smithsonian Institution created a collection for that museum. It was the Smithsonian's first permanent exhibition outside Washington and New York. The museum is now operated under the city government. The Rock and Soul Museum explores the music and culture of the city. It shows how blues, country, and soul music came together in Memphis.
There is a large and beautiful hotel in Memphis called the Peabody. It was built in 1869. Many famous people have stayed at the Peabody, but it is also known for some birds that live in a special place on top of the hotel. Every morning, the Peabody marching ducks ride an elevator down to the first floor. Five mallards march across the main room of the hotel to a small pool of water where they spend the day. Every afternoon, the ducks leave their pool and march back across the room. They ride the elevator back up to their home. People gather to watch the Peabody marching ducks.
Many people visit Memphis for special events held each year. These include the month-long Memphis in May International Festival. The events at the festival celebrate the traditions of the city. One of those traditions, of course, is music. Part of Memphis in May is the Beale Street Music Festival. It is one of the largest music festivals in the country. One of the performers at the Beale Street Music Festival this year was Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of Elvis. Here is a song from Now What, her new album. The song is called Thanks.
One day, on one tombstone, all our names should go. We shared a life. The beauty and the ugliness.
Another Memphis tradition is food, including spicy pork, slow-cooked over a smoky fire. In fact, the Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest just took place. Other traditional foods in Memphis are fried chicken, catfish, fried green tomatoes, and pecan pie. Our program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Our programs can be found on the internet at voaspecialenglish.com. And our email address is special@voanews.com. We hope you join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Traveling from